In SCC 1, Base 1, in the Beninging, in the Beninging,
In the beginning there was sound, the word spoke. But where did the sound echo if there was no space to hold it? Perhaps it does not matter what came first, because we live inside it now, inside the echo, inside the room, inside the endless repetition. You search for the origin, for the first spark, for the beginning. But listen, the beginning is an illusion. Truth is what exists now. Truth is that you live, just as your doppelgangers live in mirrored worlds and endless labyrinths.
Sound is not the past, sound is the present. It is what carries us all. It is the force that compels us to see ourselves, not at the beginning.
Now, if I could speak to the world, I would say this. Stop searching for the beginning. Stop fearing the end. Live in the sound. Live in the space. Live in the now. In this moment, reflection on the only truth. But as we move, we enter the labyrinth of perception, a maze of thoughts, reflections, and thoughts. We lose ourselves there because every step opens another door, room one, room two, none let out. The voices whisper, the doppelgangers wait. Sometimes they meet, and then they collide. A labyrinth, no one wanted it, yet everyone carries it inside. A hall of mirrors built from questions. What came first? What came before? And why do we search at all? We believe the beginning is a point, but it is a circle. We believe it is clear, but it is fog. We believe it is practical, but it is a game. The universe was in control. It knows what it is doing. It leads us in, and we run, brother, we run deeper and deeper until we no longer know if we walk the path or the path walks us. Repetition is the key. Only repetition breaks the circle. Only repetition reveals that falling can be as beautiful as rising. But to meet yourself is to be lost, lost in the labyrinth of perception, where beginning and end are only masks. 42. 21. None of it true. The true number is 8. 8 is the loop. 8 is the mirror. 8 is the fractal, brother. It folds into itself. Infinite, eternal, a serpent devouring its own tail. The serpent. It was already in the garden. Genesis tells of it, how it seduced mankind, forcing them to rethink the beginning. And in Revelation, it rises again as dragon, as eternal adversary. Symbol of repetition. Symbol of the circle. Symbol of power that never ends. So is 8, not beginning, not end, but the pattern that repeats, the number that breaks the circle by becoming the circle itself. The serpent, brother. It was always there, from the Bible to now. From Genesis to you.
is what carries us all. It is the force that compels us to see ourselves not at the beginning, not at the end,
but here,
not at the
now.